This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calm down, love you more, baby, love you more.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
A weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark, get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Pretty sure everybody is ready for the weekend. It's finally Friday.
Thank you, God. We made it.
And for a lot of people, three-day weekend this weekend with the MLK Day coming up on Monday. If it is, enjoy it. Partly cloudy today. Showers later, 48, but a nice weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, 45, sunny Sunday, and 48. Did y'all do anything exciting? What'd you tell me?
I tell you what, this weekend, I think I'm going to have a platter every morning.
You must have woke up hungry today. You're ready already.
I am. I am so hungry.
I'm already eating cereal. I was starving too.
All right, so hope you're up and you're ready to have your breakfast. If you are, the fog is gone away. That fog we had yesterday, it's not here today, thank goodness. Man, it was bad yesterday morning. That fog was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people had some problems yesterday morning. Really slowed the traffic down. But today, it's all out of here. And maybe some showers moving in a little bit later on today. We're going to be celebrating the weekend. Another chance to win a trip to see Morgan Wallen. In fact, today's the last day to qualify for the Morgan Wallen trip. But got a new one coming next week.
What?
Yeah.
And cash all weekend long.
Yeah, a lot to talk about today.
I saw your sister at work. I saw your mom. Just had to be a lady.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. That's Brett Young and a lady, 6:12 the time. Good morning to you. It's National Hat Day today.
Is it?
So if you've got a special one to wear today, put it on.
I love hats.
Put on your special hat today.
I want to wear a top hat today. That'd be awesome.
You guys know the last time I wore a hat, it's probably been since we were in the studio together because I haven't worn contacts to wear my baseball cap with since then. I've been such a bum for almost a year now.
So hold on a second. I want to make sure I just got what you just said. You have to have contacts in to be able to wear a hat.
Yeah, all my glasses are too tall. So where I want my hat to sit, it doesn't with glasses, and I can't stand it. So I can't wear my hats without my contacts in.
Oh, okay.
I know it's weird, but it's the only way it works for me.
Okay, all right, good enough.
Whatever.
First time I've ever heard anybody say that.
That's I surprise you guys every day.
That's a new one, Annie. All right, we're doing something special for Valentine's Day, doing this Touch the Troops thing where we're sending Valentine's Day cards to soldiers, and it's easy, and you can help out. It's awesome, and there's very little work involved on your part, unless you want it to be. I mean, you can create something elaborate if you want.
And then pop-up cards if you want.
Gosh, aren't those cool? I don't know how they do that. I'm amazed at that.
I don't know how to do it either.
Forget technology. I want to know how they make the pop-up card.
That's right.
I bet there's a YouTube video for that.
Probably, yeah. Tell you how to make one, maybe. But, you know, if you want to do that, that's great. Or you can just go to the Dollar Tree and buy one. We got all the info, the address, everything you need up on the website at 931wolfcountry.com. And there is a deadline so that the soldiers get the cards by Valentine's Day. And that deadline is?
Saturday, February 5th.
Saturday, February 5th. So get that done and get those cards off to those soldiers and give them a little Valentine's Day love.
This weekend, the Wolf has three words for you.
Stim Younger.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up at The Wolf Show. 626, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. And are you missing out on this because you're too tired?
We'll
get to that in just a second. Katie Couric, Mayim Bialik, and Aaron Rodgers are going to be guest hosting Jeopardy in the coming weeks. It'll be interesting.
I miss Katie Couric on, like, the national news and all that. I thought she was very good.
Very highly experienced journalist. Chase.
Yes. Now she's on, she does everything exclusively for Yahoo, I believe.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden's inauguration is going to have Tom Hanks, Justin Timberlake, and Demi Lovato.
Wow.
Wow.
Going to have a 90-minute special that will celebrate America's heroes. Justin is going to be performing a new song called Better Days. Coming up.
Okay.
I bet I know what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Bet you do too.
I heard Lady Gaga was also performing too.
Lady Gaga?
As well as J-Lo.
You know there'll be some surprise performances.
Yeah.
I'm watching just for J-Lo, just wanted y'all to know.
I don't blame you.
You seen her shake it?
Let me tell you, how old is she now? I always
51, 50, I believe.
Yeah, 50-something.
She's looking good. Hey, a nurse in Durham won $1 million lottery prize here a while back. Her name's Terry Watkins. She won the money in a second chance drawing. She chose the lump sum cash payout, as you do, of $424,000. Everybody's amazed at how little you end up getting. Oh, you know, I won $1 million. No, hold on.
Yeah.
The government won $500,000.
You
won
right.
A little less than that. So you're going to get less than half. And don't forget, and here she's saying she's thinking of purchasing a new house. Hold on, Terry. Remember, you're going to get hit again at the end of the year for another tax bill. Plus, you got state and local coming. So you're going to have a lot less than the 424. I don't know if I'd be buying a house.
You'd probably be lining up about $300,000.
Yeah, if I you, I'd just be planning on throwing that in my retirement and just forgetting I ever got it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Keep living life, you'll have a good retirement.
That's exactly right. White Castle's changing their Valentine's Day dinner promotion this year because of the coronavirus. You know, they always have that reservation thing where you can come in on Valentine's Day and have a sit-down dinner with candlelight at the at the White Castle. They're going to change that a little bit. White Castle usually includes their sliders, tablecloths on tables, fine china, and all that stuff. This year, the restaurant's going to offer a car hop service that will direct lovers to a parking space before bringing them a special Valentine's Day meal.
Nice.
To the car.
Yeah, they're going to bring it to your car. They send you to a private parking space, then bring you out.
Okay.
Bring you out your greasy sliders.
You know, nothing's more romantic, though, than sitting in a car eating cookout in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of options, you know? I guess that's
how.
Evidently, people are just too tired to do a lot of stuff. And what are the top 10 things people are too tired to do? Well, here they are from 10 to number 1. Going food shopping, going to social events, washing their hair, having sex, cooking dinner, going for a walk, putting clothes away in the wardrobe or into closets, going to do the washing, and general exercise. The number one thing they're too tired to do is clean up the house.
Yep.
I gotta say, you know a man is too tired when he's just too tired to have sex, okay?
Hey.
Maybe too tired to clean the house and do other things, but if he's too tired to have sex, let that man sleep.
He's exhausted.
Yeah.
And I am more than slap out here.
I am slap. I'm just going to go to bed right now.
NFL playoffs continue this weekend. Saturday, LA at Green Bay, Buffalo, Baltimore at Buffalo. Then Sunday, Cleveland at Kansas City and Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
Sports.
New Orleans. Oh, yeah.
Finally, you know, I think we were talking about this the other day off mic. Maybe it was you and I, Chase. We're talking about Liam Neeson and how he's getting on up there, but he's doing these action movies. And, you know, you got to wonder, how long can he keep this up? Well, he's finally said, you know what? I'm 68 and a half, 69 this year, and there's a couple more I'm going to do this year, hopefully if the COVID allows him to do it. And there's a couple more in the pipeline. Then I think I'm probably done.
Yeah, he's going to move over to rom-coms. That's what's going to happen.
He did say, though, it's kind of funny. He said, I love doing them. I love beating up guys half my age. Said, I just finished one in Australia and had a fight scene with a kid, sweet kid called Taylor. And halfway through the fight, I looked up. I was breathless, winded, and it didn't even seem to bother him. And I said, Taylor, what age are you? And he said, 25. And I said, that's the age of my oldest son.
Yeah.
He said, at that moment, I realized maybe I might be coming to the end of my run as an action hero.
Yeah.
He got into action movies late because of those Taken movies. He did that Taken movie, and then it ended up being this huge smash. And they said, dude, you got to do another one. What?
Wait.
And then he did another one. And then they said, man, this thing did great. You got to do another one. Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
No, I didn't sign up for
my
this.
My knees are hurting. My back's hurting. My elbows are hurting. But yeah, he did all these movies and still got more coming. And if you haven't seen Unknown, which is running on Netflix right now, I think it's on Netflix, either Netflix or Prime, watch that. Liam Neeson is in it. Great, great storyline. And a unique setup they got on that thing. So check it out. If you're looking for something this weekend to watch, Unknown with Liam Neeson. It's a good one. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. You need to be getting rest. We all know that we should be getting more rest than we're getting. Nobody's getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Running and gunning all the time. But there are seven kinds of rest you're supposed to be getting. I didn't know this, but I have the research here. This is science, people. Science.
Mm-hmm.
They blinded me with science here. You need physical rest. Now, physical rest, of course, there are two kinds, the passive or active. Passive includes sleeping or taking naps. Active means things like getting a massage, doing yoga.
I need that.
Yeah. Mental rest. Letting your brain take a break is important, too, especially if you work long hours. Ideally, you should take a mini break every 20 minutes.
Well, I'll be back then, you guys. See you.
Okay. Sensory rest. Constantly looking at screens all the time, so extended breaks are important, especially after dinner and before bed. So if you're laying in bed watching TV shows on the iPad, you shouldn't be doing that.
Doesn't count. Yeah, it doesn't count.
sensory rest. Make sure you're getting plenty of that. Creative rest, a kind of mental rest, but you got to be even more focused on taking a break from problem solving and brainstorming.
I don't hear the one that I'm thinking of right now. What's the type of rest when you eat something good, your eyes roll back in your head, and you lay back on the couch? What kind of rest?
Oh, that's called the itis.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Food coma. That's what that's called.
Love that kind of rest.
Emotional rest means separating yourself from things that make you feel emotionally overwhelmed, including friends and family. So you need to take a break from that. I see, if you got 2-3 kids, how do you take a break from that? You know what I mean?
It's difficult.
Yeah, you don't.
You can't even go to the bathroom alone.
And hanging on your leg. Social rest. It doesn't mean just taking breaks from being social, which, you know, last year pretty much took care of that anyway. It also means learning to be positive and supportive to other people in your life, but spending less time on the negative and destructing people in your life. If they're just kind of all the time, you gotta separate yourself from those people.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, spiritual rest. No matter how you do it, it's about finding a way to feel a larger sense of belonging, love, acceptance, and purpose.
Okay.
And I know most of you today, the purpose is to make it to 5 o'clock so we can get on with this weekend.
Hey, we all got our own purpose.
That's right, we do. Good morning to you. Thanks for turning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Partly cloudy today and 48.
Love you like I used to.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Throwing out them good vibes, I'll tell you what. It's Friday. That's good enough for me. I got to tell you, man, weekend's
coming. I was going to say, should we just call that? That's it? That's done? It's Friday?
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like it, man. Friday finally here. Welcome to the weekend. Let us be the first to welcome you to the weekend. I'll start. Last week, I heard about this homeless guy in California. He found a wallet that a lady had lost, and he found the lady and returned the wallet to her. It did have money in it. It was still there when it was returned. Somebody else heard about it, started a GoFundMe page for him. $50,000 in there right now.
Good.
Oh, wow.
I saw a video. I am so ready.
At Randolph County Education.
Amen.
Check on that.
I'm so embarrassed right now. I saw it. A video a long time ago of talking about, like, they walk up to these homeless people and they say, hey, you know, here's like $20 or something like that. And the guy's like, you know, I only need $5. And then they hand it to a rich person. The rich person takes the whole stash. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. It's amazing, you know, what goes on. But yeah, no, that's awesome. That was a rough break for me.
He was hoping one of us would open our big mouths while he was taking a swig of drink.
Over to you, Annie.
Sounds good. So there's a lot of high school students who take college classes over at Forsyth Tech, and Forsyth Tech is going to start this thing where they waive fees for those high school students who take the one or two classes every semester. They do it through like the Career and College Promise program. It'll like save them about $65 each semester, and it's the fee waiver is supposed to be there to encourage more low-income students to enroll in their College and Career Promise program. And it lets them earn the college credits while they're still in high school. So waiving that fee is going to hopefully bring in quite a few more people that didn't think they could afford it before. And now with it being free, they definitely, nothing's holding them back, you know?
Nice.
Wow. This is something good for the weekend. Your uninspirational quote, or actually I realize this is more like a guideline to wherever you go this weekend if you happen to meet up with family or anything. It says, quote, no one will ever be there in 2 minutes.
Oh my
god. In 2 minutes?
No, they won't. No.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I saw that a girl I went to high school with just got back from her honeymoon, and she posted that she's going to be taking a break from social media. Have you guys seen people do this? Yeah, these like heroes of the internet. Their big announcement, just hear ye, I will be taking a break from social media. Hashtag brave. It's like, dude. Nobody wanted to see a picture of your sandwich on Wednesday. No one's going to miss it on Friday, all right? Also, why are you posting about the fact that you're going to stop posting soon? That's like toasting to the fact that you're going to quit drinking in the morning. You're not off to a great start, sweetheart. This girl made a whole video for Instagram, Facebook, all of them. She's like, hey guys, so as you probably heard, I just got married. And I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break from social media just to focus on my new wifely duties. Wifely duty. I'm like, you have two hands. Multitask. Like, get an apron.
Here, 5 After Laughter every morning. 5 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
You say, what if I heard you?
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, good morning to you. It's 7:13. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about overrated actors. You know,
I have a good one.
When you see a movie or a TV show and you're like, how did they get that job?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
How is a movie built around this person?
Mm-hmm.
I know we all have ideas about that. We'll be discussing that coming up here in just a few minutes on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And you can text or call your thoughts. 680-WOLF's the number. Most overrated actors. Who are they?
This weekend, the Wolf has 3 words for you.
Stim. Good time. Good time. Trying to catch a good time. Good time.
I think I got a bite.
7:25, most overrated actors. Now, we've all got some ideas. Oh, man, I just can't deal with that.
Yeah, and I made the mistake the other day, and Dale called me out on it. Actresses are no longer called actresses.
Yeah, they're all actors. Now, there are a number of lists out there. Reddit put together a list, and we have our own list here. Now, let's go around the horn real quick. Most overrated actor in your mind, Annie.
Oh, come on. You're going to put me on the spot like that?
All right. Overrated actor, Chase.
I'm going to have to go with Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Okay.
Is he even acting?
I cannot stand him.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
Like when the Grinch goes,
For me, besides the movie Speed, I'm going to have to say Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Speed was a fun movie.
Uh-huh.
Speed 2,
the first
terrible.
One. The first one. Yeah.
Speed 2, terrible. Wasn't that the one on a boat?
Yes, it was. The second one was on a boat.
Terrible. What a horrible idea. Hey, let's do two things that are going to be bad. Let's not bring Keanu Reeves back, and let's do it on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, it's great. Well, for me, there's a long list. But Of course there is. Of late, the one who bugs me the most is Kevin Hart.
Oh, we know that all day.
Yeah.
Not funny. Not a good actor. No, dude. Stop it.
He doesn't like his comedy. He doesn't like his acting. He doesn't honestly like his face.
Well, I know, Andy, you've put together a list, right, of the people who have checked in and said, here, this is mine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And well, you have 10 of them?
I have a top 10 okay to I really can't stand them.
All right, well, hold on to that for a second because I'm going to give you some of the highlights from the Reddit list. Reddit put together this list, and I think it's pretty accurate. There are actually 20 on here. I'm going to give you the highlights. Angelina Jolie. She's on the list.
She came up online, too, with our listeners.
Jim Carrey.
No. I love Jim Carrey.
Halle Berry.
What?
Mark Wahlberg.
No way.
The quote on Reddit from Mark Wahlberg is, he's good at playing confused and angry.
Yeah, he is.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I could see that.
George Clooney.
Wow.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
No! Cancel Reddit. Whatever. She is a queen.
With a quote from Reddit, her range is due to different hairstyles.
Wow.
Chris Pratt.
Wow. No, I like Star-Lord.
If you saw him in Parks and Rec, you fell in love with him. He's hilarious.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. No. I like him, but I can see why a lot of people don't like him.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yes. That I can see. She kind of seems like she would have a bland personality.
Jared Leto.
Only good as the Joker, man.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I always hear his name and don't know his face.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I enjoy his movies. Because here's what happens. People do not separate his personal stuff from his movie stuff. You can't do that. His movie stuff, I got to tell you, I like it.
Top of the line, A+.
James Franco. Yeah, I agree. Jennifer Lawrence. And number one on the Reddit list is Johnny Depp. All right? Johnny Depp.
I was originally going to say Johnny Depp, but
he's like a mastermind.
Okay, John. So let's take a break here. We'll come back with the local list next. And if you want to add, if you've got something you want to add. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:33, talking about the most overrated actors. No matter. Doesn't matter if they're on TV and the movies. And you got the list of everybody who's checked in, and you've ranked them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
So, if we're combined all, like, over 200 comments on social media between Instagram and Facebook where we asked this question. And I kind of compiled this list just from what I saw, whose names popped up the most. Starting at number 10, Jack Black. Yeah. Number 9, Seth Rogen.
Oh, why don't get me started. Gosh.
Number 8, Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number 5, Sylvester Stallone.
What I like about Sylvester Stallone is that he knows exactly what the audience expects from him, and he just delivers it over and over again. He knows that people want to check in and see him get beat up a little bit and then him come back and beat that person up even worse.
Yep.
That's you're right. That works. And I did say he was number five, so I skipped 7 and 6 by accident. So after Matthew McConaughey at number 8, number 7 is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay.
Number 6, Nicolas Cage.
I have enjoyed some of Nicolas Cage's roles, most particularly Honeymoon
National
in Vegas.
Treasure.
No, Honeymoon in Vegas. Have you guys seen Honeymoon in Vegas?
I have not.
No.
Check it out. It's a good one.
I love Con Air, though, even though it's super cheesy. I love it.
What a great little fun popcorn action movie that is.
Definitely. Number 5 again, Sylvester Stallone. Number 4, Kevin Hart.
See? Nobody likes that guy. Get out of here, man. Stop it.
The top three, these names came up more than anything. People do not like these actors. Number 3, Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Number 2, Tom Cruise.
Wow.
And number 1, drum roll. Will Ferrell.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, we had some people text in as well, and I didn't hear these on the list. The Kardashians.
Amen. Thank God that show got canceled.
Those people are not. They're not people. They're not even people.
They're reality TV stars.
J-Lo is on that list for people who texted in.
She's been in some awesome movies.
And also, there's never a line in the middle. It's either you love the guy or you hate the guy. Uh-huh. It's Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
He was an honorable mention.
That's my
I love him. I think he is fantastic and hilarious and a great guy. So that's the end I'm on.
On the Tom Cruise thing, I'm curious. I'm curious as to, is it because he's, you know, all the Scientology thing, the couch jumping thing?
It's probably the Katie Holmes
thing. For me personally, I have totally forgotten the whole Scientology, the couch jumping, the craziness. I just don't like him. I don't think he's great.
Okay, well, let's dig a little deeper into it. Do you like action movies in general?
Yeah, I love a good action movie.
Well, let me tell you something. In my opinion, the last Mission Impossible movie, Fallout, might be the best action movie I've ever seen.
Okay. All right.
Took 2 years to get that helicopter thing done at the end of it.
Better than John Wick 3?
Yeah, it's a different sort of thing. You know, listen, when you watch a John Wick movie, you've got to completely suspend reality, okay? It's like none of this is even possibly real. But it's kind of fun to watch all the fight choreography. And yeah, Keanu Reeves he's got the Keanu Reeves thing going, but I think people accept him because he is well known to be one of the nicest people in the entertainment business. And
that's good.
I think people get into that too. All right. Well, thanks for your responses. 7:37.
She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. I said, yeah. All right, it's gonna be all right.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I thought I would just check after we're talking about these overrated actors who right now is at the top of the box office rankings in terms of leading actors.
Mm-hmm.
Top box office star right now, Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay. All right.
Well deserved.
I get it.
Samuel L. Jackson. All right. 7:41, and it's finally Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Trap Hill, North Carolina, population 1,936.
Salute!
Buckle up. 93.1 The Wolf's making 2021 the best. It's the way you got me.
We were talking about all these overrated actors. You realize what a rabbit hole you can go down when you start researching this stuff. Do you know Samuel L. Jackson, currently the number one box office star? Who would you say is the number one box office star of all time? Number one box office star of all time.
I couldn't even guess if I wanted to. There's so many stars.
And one movie catapulted this person to that position.
The Rock.
Nope. Of all time.
Is it something James Bond related?
Nope.
Okay, well, now I'm out.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is number one of all time because of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Get off my plane.
Exactly. All right, let's get on with it. Time to celebrate here. Let's go and get some birthday stuff going.
It's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday.
Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. And it's a Friday. What a way to kick off your birthday weekend. You share your birthday with quarterback Drew Brees, who is 42 today. Pitbull is 40. Regina King is 50. Chad Lowe is 53. That's Rob Lowe's brother. He plays in Pretty Little Liars. Vince McMahon's son Shane is 51. Beatmaster Skrillex is 33. And today we also celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Some local birthdays for you. Carter Stone of Stokesdale. Chris Smith of Thomasville. Philip Harrison of Kernersville. Jordan Stone of Winston-Salem. Ryan Tucker of Kernersville. And my stepdad Duncan and my mom Susan are celebrating their birthdays today. Yes, they have the same birthday.
Wow.
10 years apart. So look at that. Happy birthday to you. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Love to you.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. There's Brett Young, and like I loved you, it's 8:04 off to the land of Law and Order now. Nimrod News time. First of all, this is like a scene from a twisted R-rated version of The Office, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the story of a 32-year-old guy in Pennsylvania who just lost an appeal where his lawyers wanted his jail sentence reduced. So here's what he did. Back in 2019, Carl Gamby got a job working the desk at an Econo Lodge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And on his first day, he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got naked, and assaulted a female coworker.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my. First day on the job, got to make a good impression to the boss.
He went into a bathroom, injected himself with fentanyl and bath salts, grabbed a woman he worked with and started kissing her neck.
Ugh, what a creep. Oh, I would have punched him right in the gut. Oh, Carl, you nasty thing.
When she told him to stop, he took his shirt off and chased after her.
Uh-huh. As you do.
I can only imagine what Carl looks like, so I know he's not hot. Let's put it that way.
So she jumped in her car and called 911.
Atta girl.
Then he took his pants off while she was driving away, and when he realized he couldn't keep up with her on foot, he stopped, and the cops arrived about that time, and he was still naked there at the parking lot when the police got there. First of all, these poor cops, these are the kind of people they got to deal with. You got to wrestle around a naked guy, all right?
Yeah, I can hear him going, who wants this call? Not me. Yeah.
They arrested him for drugs, indecent exposure, assault, all that stuff. And he got 11 to 23 months in prison for it. His lawyers have been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that grabbing and kissing the woman shouldn't count as assault.
Oh, really?
Really? Wow. But, that's absurd.
But the judge says, gentlemen, I beg to differ. I disagree with you on this. The Senate stands.
Thank God.
Wholeheartedly disagree.
Thank God for a judge and jury, right?
I just keep coming back to the cops who get this call. And
they're probably wrestling a naked dude.
And they drive up in the parking lot. There's this guy standing there. One of them looks at the other and goes, man, can you just handle this?
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's do it right now.
Not it.
I can't face this guy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Runaway June, We Were Rich, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And we're doing something fun for Valentine's Day, and I think you'll enjoy participating in this little thing. We're calling it Touch
Dale
the
has
Troops.
A kissing booth.
No. No, aww. No one would enjoy participating in that at all.
There'd be a line. There'd be a long line for that day.
See, she knows. Nobody's going to want it for that. But if you want to participate in our little Touch the Troops thing, we'd really appreciate it. I know the troops would, too. We're sending Valentines to soldiers so they can get a little Valentine's Day, too.
Yeah, we want to just give back to the people that, you know, put their life on the line every day for us. So grab the kids or grab your friends and grab a glass of wine and start just creating lots of Valentines, and you'll just mail them in. I mean, it's super easy. We've got the address and all the details and guidelines are on our website. If you want to share it with us, we'd love to see it before you mail it off. Just post it with the hashtag 931 Touch the Troops, because we want you to show off your artwork.
Everything you need to know about it is on the website right now, 931wolfcountry.com.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is Dave at Dave's Furniture in Burlington, North Carolina.
One of them girls.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Best day of the week, am I right?
Yeah, you are.
It is Friday, and that means it's time for five fun facts for you Friday. Why don't you try to wrap your head around this first one? A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
Who made those rules? God?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so. Okay. That's genetics.
Can't argue that then, huh?
That's right. South Korea has mandatory military service. Every male between 18 and 35 has to serve for 2 years, and there are very few ways to get out of it. But one of the ways is if you won an Olympic medal.
I'd never be able to get out of it then.
Sir, did you win an Olympic? No. No, not at all. I didn't even come close. I didn't even register, actually. Did you know the U.S. Used to have more time zones than we do now? You know, right now we have four. That's it. But they used to have a lot more. In the early 1800s, cities could set their own time based on the sun, and there were 144 separate time zones.
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
We only got down to four in the continental U.S. by 1883. Did you know? Okay, I want to quiz Dale. This is Dale Knows Everything.
Oh, no.
What is the last word in the Oxford English Dictionary?
It's got to start with a Z, I guess.
You're on the right path. It is... Oh, Annie, do you know? I heard you getting ready to...
No, I'm excited to know. Oh,
okay,
though.
Well, yes. Yeah, if you don't know, Annie was spelling bee champion for
champion.
The majority of her life. But the word is
crazy.
Yeah, ziziva. That's how it's pronounced. Ziziva.
I was going for like zootastic.
No, it's not.
Zootopia, Zoolander.
I don't know. I was, you know.
Yeah, no. Ziziva is a type of tropical weevil in South America.
Oh.
What's a weevil? I need a definition of a definition.
Weevil is, I guess you would consider a rodent. Yeah,
remember the boll weevils that used to get into cotton and eat up all the cotton? And, never mind, that's close enough. That's a good enough definition for you. It's a bug. It's a bug.
Yeah, there you go. And last but not least, five fun facts for your Friday. These 2% of people are awesome. They have a genetic superpower. Approximately 2% of people in the world have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell, even without deodorant.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, I know. I can be sitting somewhere and it's almost like somebody could look at me. Are you nervous? No, it's just my armpits. That's just how they are. They're just wet.
I'm glad you shared like my that. Husband. I'm glad you shared that with everybody today.
Yeah,
everybody's moist. Sitting, you know, I'm so glad to know that Chase has moist armpits.
Moist, damp.
It's a moist
wet.
Crevice.
All, oh no!
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, next door news time. Annie, what you got?
Well, because we deal with all the drama all week long in the neighborhood and in our lives, I try to take Fridays as a day of Let's spread some of the good news that's coming out of the Nextdoor app or the neighborhood surrounding us. And, you know, I was sitting there looking through the Nextdoor app yesterday, and I couldn't find anything that I was like, wow, nothing's really struck me this week. Well, then here comes my sweet little neighbor, Miss Steelman. She lives across the street from me, and she walks her dog down the gravel road behind my house. And so I'm out back with Frank, and I see her walking up, and she comes over to talk to me, like, across the fence, of course. And, you know, she was asking me how we were holding up, and I said, well, how are you, Miss Steelman? And she said, I'm good. She said, I just got my first coronavirus shot, and I'm feeling great. And I said, well, that is so good. You know, I'm glad to hear that, and, you know, you're going to stay healthy. And she said, yeah, and I just got to, you know, brag on those wonderful nurses, all of them, all across it, everywhere. She goes, but especially ones that took care of me the other day. She said, they're so sweet and kind and patient and thoughtful, and them poor babies, they're working their little butts off to get everybody healthy. And I said, yes, ma'am, they are. And so I just wanted to say thank you from Miss Steelman, that, you know, she appreciates all the nurses out there. And I think we all do because they're working overtime. My mom, it's her birthday today. She's a nurse for the health department in Forsyth County. And I know she's churning out COVID tests, COVID shots, checkups, calls, everything. And so, you know, we can't replace all the work that we can't. I mean, I don't even think we can compensate them or give them enough gratitude for the past almost year of what these nurses and doctors and everybody in the healthcare and all essential workers have been pushing out there. So the good news is thank a nurse today. Thank somebody you know that is in healthcare who's been churning it out, just like Ms. Steelman wanted to do. And remember that these people are human too, and they're working long hours overtime for same old pay or little pay, you know? So spread the good vibes out in your neighborhood. And if you know that your neighbor's a nurse, tell them thank you. Thank you for all their hard work. And thanks to Ms. Steelman. She made my day a little brighter yesterday. She didn't even realize it. We want to hear your drama or the good news. You can text it to us, 336-680-WOLF, or hit us in the DMs, Facebook and Instagram, at 931TheWolf.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside.
You could win a totally private Morgan Wallen concert for just you and your crew.
Yeah, here's what you do. Hit the website now, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter the keyword SPIN. That's SPIN, S-P-I-N. Qualify for that trip to Nashville for that totally private concert. SPIN, S-P-I-N. Go to the website now, 931wolfcountry.com. Put it in to win.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time.
That's it. End of the show. Got to go. Coming up next, Katie and Company. Hope you have an awesome weekend. It could be a three-day weekend for some of you. Hope it is.
Yeah. Hey, just want to help you guys out this weekend. Take your sheets on your bed and your pillowcases. Wash them so tonight, the clean sheets, a cool bedroom. That is my word of advice for this weekend for you.
That's a good piece of advice right there.
Love clean sheet day. Awesome.
Yes.
Pretty good weekend ahead. Partly sunny tomorrow, 45. Sunny Sunday, 48. Cool, but we'll have some sunshine. Nice day today, too. Maybe a shower later on today. Whatever you do, enjoy yourself. Have an awesome weekend. This Lippy's gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Music.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy. The freedom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.